Okay, good evening. So tonight we're going to look at a Ramban from this week's Parsha, Parshas Nitzavim, which pertains to the question of Bechira B'Yemos HaMashiach. In Parshas Mishpatim, the Torah talks about Yemos HaMashiach, it mentions Kibbutz Galios, and part of what it says is a Pasuk Umal Hashem Alechas Levavcha, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will circumcise your heart. The continuation of the pasuk is to love God, b'chol levavcha, b'chol nafshecha. And the question is, what exactly is meant by the circumcision of the heart? Milas halev. So, before we see the Ramban, who explains this, two sources in Chazal which deal with the question of Bechira. The first is Shabbos, Daf, Kufnun, Aleph on the base. Rav Shimon Elazar says, skipping to the second line, Avihigiu shanim asher tomar ein li bahem chayfetz eli mos haMashiach shein bahem lo zchus velo chova. The pasuk tells us that a person should remember the borei and do mitzvos when they're young, because when they're old, there's no longer any chayfetz. There's no longer desire to do bad. And the Gemara understands, according to Shimon Elazar, this isn't just talking about an individual's life. The individual should remember HaKadosh Baruch Hu while he's still young. He still has passions and desires. If you choose to do what's right at a time that you have a passion or a desire to do that which is wrong, so it's obviously much more meaningful than if you no longer have that passion, like the Rambam writes in Hilchos Tshuva. The Pasuk, though, isn't just talking about the individual lifespan, but it's also talking about the epoch of history. During Messianic times, there will no longer be any zchus v'chova, which sounds like it's saying we will no longer have the same desire to do that which is wrong, and accordingly, our choice to do that which is right is much less meaningful, and doesn't warrant zchus, doesn't warrant a merit, doesn't warrant a reward. That's the view of Rav Shimon Elazar. Upliga de Shmuel, Damer Shmuel, Ein Bein Holam Azeli Mos HaMashiach, Alashibud Malchios Belvad, Shenamar Ki Lo Yachdal Evyon Mikarev Haaretz. Shmuel disagrees. Shmuel's statement is made famous by the Rambam, who paskins, like Shmuel, that there is no difference between Yemos HaMashiach and Olam Hazeh, except for that B'Yemos HaMashiach we won't be persecuted. It's interesting, the pasuk that he cites, which is that there will never cease to be poor upon the land, indicates his understanding is that even B'Yemos HaMashiach there will be poor. Now if you look at the various sources that discuss Mashiach, including the Rambam, an aspect of Yemos HaMashiach is prosperity, as the pasuk in this week's parsha says, V'tivcha v'irbecha me'avosecha. So apparently Shmuel understands that there will be plenty to go around, though it might not be evenly distributed. One way or the other, Shmuel's perception of Yemos HaMashiach seems to be fundamentally opposed to Rav Shimon ben Elazar, even though Rav Shimon ben Elazar, sounds like from the Gemara, understands that there's a significant change, and Shmuel says there's almost no change, only Shibud Malchios. Now, there are a number of interpretations of what precisely they're arguing about, which we won't see tonight, but if you look at the Rishonim and Shabbos as well as elsewhere, they discuss it. The second source is a Gemara in Sukkah, which describes the Psukim in Zechariahu, Parak Yud Beis, there in footnote number 1, Bayomahu Yigdal HaMespeid B'Yushalayim, and V'Safta Arts Mishpachos, Mishpachos Levad, there's going to be this great Hespeid. Somebody very important will have died. This is in the context of the discussion of the Milchamas Gog U'Magog. So who exactly is dying, and why is there this great Hespeid? So there are two opinions in the Gemara. Pligi Bar Radosa, Rabbanan Chad Amar Mashiach Ben Yosef Shenarag, V'Chad Amar Al Yetzer Hara Shenarag. What relates to us is the second opinion, Al Yetzer Hara Shenarag, which again seems to be consistent with the view of Reb Shimon Ben Elazar in the first source, namely that there won't be Zchus V'Chovah, there won't be a Yetzer Hara and the like. Now, this question is important because not only does it relate to what life will be like b'Yemos HaMashiach, but it also gets to the heart of what is the purpose of b'Yemos HaMashiach. If it is the case that we no longer have Bechira Chavshis b'Yemos HaMashiach, so then what exactly is meant to be accomplished? And again, here too, there are numerous sources that describe different purposes b'Yemos HaMashiach. The Rambam, for example, writes that the Chachamim were longing for the days of Mashiach not because of wealth or prosperity or physical bounty, but rather because Yemos HaMashiach will finally be an opportunity where we'll be able to sit and learn undisturbed by the things that disturb us at present. We won't have to worry about enemies and Parnas and the like. We'll be able to sit and focus on Torah and Chachma and thereby earn Olam Haba. Other sources stress other purposes and goals of Yemos HaMashiach. That it'll be a time of universal recognition of God, and so on and so forth. But again, what is the meaning of these, of this existence, in the context of lack of Bechira? So some sources understand that Yemos HaMashiach is a period of transition between Olam Hazeh and Olam Haba, prepares the world as well as individuals for experience of Olam Haba. Olam Haba is an entirely spiritual existence. Yemos HaMashiach is a this-worldly experience, but it's something that prepares a person. That might make sense in light of, even with the lack of Bechira. So again, something to think about when examining this Ramban. So now we'll begin with what we're hoping to do tonight. Uma l'Hashem Elokechas levavcha. So the Ramban writes, skipping to the bold, v'nira min aksuvim inyan zeh she'omer ki mizman habriya haisa rishus biyad ha'adam lasos kirtzono tzadik o rasha. From the time of creation, it's interesting because we'll talk in a moment about what the nature of Bechira was kodem l'chait of the Eitz Hadas Tov HaRa. And here he says Mizman HaBriya. It sounds like from the very beginning. We'll return to that question shortly. But from the period of Bria, human beings had free will to choose whether or not to be righteous or wicked. V'chol Zman HaTorah Kein. This continued throughout the period of the Torah. I think what he's referring to is the Gemara. The Gemara divides up history into three sections. Zman HaBriya is the first 2,000 years. Zman HaTorah is the second 2,000 years, because that's when Torah came into the world. And then the final 2,000 years, which we're nearing the end of, is the time of Mashiach. Now, it doesn't mean that Mashiach has come already. What it means is this is the period of time during which Mashiach could come. So during the first two stages of history, the Ramban writes, there is going to be Bechira Chavshis. And what's the reason, what's the purpose of Bechira Chavshis? This is a fascinating line. Kidei sheyia lahem schus bevchirasam beto v'onash bertzosam bara, so that we will be rewarded, or it will be a schus when we choose to do that which is right, and likewise punishment for choosing to do evil. One of the proofs that the Rishonim bring that there is Bechira Chavshis is the fact that the Torah has rewards and punishments, and rewards and punishments would surely be unjust and unfair if we didn't actually have freedom. The Rambam or Sadigon both bring that proof. The Ramban adds a twist here. He's saying it's not just that that's the proof that there is Bechira, but there is Bechira in order that HaKadosh Baruch Hu be able to reward us for choosing that which is right. Here the Ramban might be alluding to an idea that's developed by the Ramchal and others, which is that the purpose of the creation is lehetiv, for HaKadosh Baruch Hu to be meitiv to the world, to be beneficent, to give them the ultimate gift. That gift, the greatest conceivable gift, is to give somebody something that they've earned. Not to give someone something undeserved is something that they won't appreciate. Nama de Kisufa, sometimes referred to as. And Therefore, there is Bechira in order for HaKadosh Baruch Hu to be able to be Meitiv, in order for him to reward us. It's interesting, elsewhere the Ramban does not focus on that aspect in terms of the creation of the world and its purpose. Another time maybe we'll discuss that. But here, the Ramban seems to be alluding to that idea. He says that the reason for Bechira is Kadeshi Yalahem Zachus Bevchira Sam Betov Onesh Bevbritso Sam Bera, so that there could be justly a reward for choosing to do that which is right. Aval Limosa Mashiach Tia HaBechira Betov Lahem Teva. So this will all change, the Ramban says, Bimosa Mashiach. That's what it means, Umal Hashem Es Levavcha. Hashem will circumcise your heart. What does it mean to circumcise your heart? Obviously, it's not meant to be taken literally. So the answer is that the choice to do good will become natural. Just like Lamashel, nowadays, we frequently desire that which is harmful for us physically. So it's good to eat raw vegetables, but we sometimes desire to eat donuts, and we eat donuts. So the body desires things that are not necessarily healthy, that are harmful for the body, but we nevertheless desire it. So too, spiritually, we desire things that are harmful to us spiritually, and we're torn. We also desire to do that which is right, but at the same time, we also desire to do that which is wrong. So that tension will be resolved in the Messianic era, the Ramban says, when the choice to do good will be natural. Meaning to say that it's not that we don't have free will in this sense that we could not, we physically could not do something wrong. Rather, there's no free will because we naturally will desire that which is right, and there'll be no motivation to do that which is wrong. People won't choose wrong. There's no, you know, desire to drink cyanide. So likewise, Bimosa Mashiach, there'll be no natural desire to do that which is wrong. The choice to do good will be natural. Lo yisaveh lahem halev, lema she'enu ra'i v'lo yachbots bo klal. There won't be any desire for that which isn't good for us. V'hi hamila nizkereskan, this is the circumcision referred to in our pasuk, ki achemda v'atai v'arla lalev, umul halev, Hu shelo yachmod velo yisaveh. V'yashuv ha'adam bizman ha'ula asher haya kodem cheto shel adam harishon, shehaya osa betivo ma sheraui lasos, velo haya lo birtsono davar v'hipucho, kemo shepirashti b'seder bereishis. So man at this stage will return to the way in which he was kodem the chet, where there won't be this tension, rather the desire to do that which is right will be natural. Now, here the Ramban alludes to a very obvious question, which is, of course, we know that Adam HaRishon Kodem HaChet chose to sin, right? He chose to do that which is wrong. How could you choose to do that which is wrong if the Ramban says that there was no chemda to do that which is wrong, if doing that which is right is natural? And if you say it is possible, so then who's to say it won't happen again? B'mos HaMashiach. So what exactly does the Ramban mean? So we'll read on in the Ramban, and then perhaps we'll look briefly at what he says in Sefer Bereishis and see if he addresses that question. The Ramban continues, V'zeu ma she'amar ha'kasav b'Yirmiyah, hinei yamim ba'im ne'um Hashem, v'karas yis Yisrael v'es beis Yehuda bris chadasha, lo kebris asher karasi es avosam v'gomer, ki zos habris asher achros es beis Yisrael acharei hayamim ha'im, nasati es torasi b'kirbam, v'al libam echtevena, v'zeu bitul yetzer hara, v'asos ha'lev b'tivo mashu ra'ui. U'lekach amar od, Vayisi lahem le'lohim, v'hema yuli la'am, v'lo yilmedu od ish es re'ehu v'ish es achiv le'mor de'u es Hashem, ki kulam yedu osi, limikat nam v'ad gdolam, Uviyadua ki yetzer lev adam ramin urav. So how could you have yedias Hashem lemikatnam v'ad gdolam? Isn't it the case that yetzer lev adam ramin urav? V'tzricham lil amed osam. In other words, you have to teach children to do that which is right. Ella she is batel yitzram bizman hahu legamrei. There will be an entire bitel yetzer hara. And this, of course, corresponds to the two views we saw in Chazal earlier, the Gemara of Rav Shimon ben Elazar in Shabbos, and the opinion in the Gemara in Sukkah, both of which say, A, there won't be a Zechus v'chova b'mos ha-Mashiach, in which case it would seem that the Ramban is accepting the view of Shimon ben Elazar against Shmuel, and in that sense he's disagreeing with the Rambam, and certainly the Rambam would disagree with this. The Rambam does not indicate that there will be bittul yetzer hara b'mos ha-Mashiach, and also like the view in Maseches Sukkah that it's referring to the yetzer hara she-nehrag. So the Ramban writes that there are many psukim that allude to this idea, the bris chadasha, the idea of a new covenant. That's a very tricky concept. What exactly is this new covenant? Ramban says it's bittul yetzer hara. This is the ruach chadash, ruach chadasha, and the lev chadash in Yechezkel, v'asisias asher b'chukai teilechu, v'alev chadash yirmos letivo. What is this new heart that we're going to receive b'yimos ha-Mashiach? It refers to the idea, the notion that our nature will change. V'aruach l'chefetz v'leratzon. V'zo sham rabosenu, v'yigiu shanim asher tamar in li ba'am chefetz, e'li mos ha-Mashiach, she'en ba'am lozchus v'lo chova, ki b'yimei Mashiach lo yeh, ba'adam chefetz aval yaseh, b'tivo ha-ma'aseh ra'oi, u'lefikach e'en ba'am lozchus v'lo chova, ki ezchus v'chova t'luim b'chefetz, as he said before. So here the Ramban writes explicitly, he's accepting the position of Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar. So, before we turn to the Ramban in Bereishis, there's a very nice piece that in the letters of Rav Huttner. Rav Huttner notes that Bizman Hazeh, the kafira that's perhaps most powerful is kafira and bechira chafshes. And for those that study neuroscience or philosophy or psychology, you'll know that the idea that we don't actually have freedom is something that is becoming more and more prevalent. The truth is that the idea of free will is something that's always been questioned. In the time of Chazal it was questioned, in medieval times it was questioned. It was questioned based off of different things in different times. Medieval times, the question of divine foreknowledge and free will was more prevalent. Now, questions are quite different. But free will is something that's always been questioned. However, now, more than ever, the notion of free will is being challenged. And Rav Huttner says, perhaps, the idea is as follows. As we come closer to the period of time when, in fact, we won't have Bechira, so Kfira on Bechira will naturally grow. However, there's a subtle distinction that has to be made, which will bring us to the Ramban in Bereishis. The denial of Bechira by scientists or philosophers takes away the dignity of man. Man's dignity is seen in his ability to choose. Those who deny man's freedom are essentially saying, no, we're nothing more than animals. We have instinct. We're the choices we make are determined by our nature and by our nurture, and we're not free to choose. The godless of man, his tzelem elokim, is realized in his ability to be able to freely choose. In fact, if you look at the Meshechachma on the pasuk of tzelem elokim in Bereishis, Perek Aleph, he makes that point. So our godless is achieved through our bechira. However, and those that deny our freedom are basically taking away our godless. They're saying, no, we're not any different than animals. sorry, the choices we make are rooted in our nature and our nurture and our instincts and the like. We're not capable of being truly altruistic or getting beyond our base biological desires. And accordingly, as this period of Bechira comes to a conclusion, the belief in Bechira, Rav Utner suggests, will become eroded. However, the Bechira that our state, B'Yemos HaMashiach, our lack of Bechira, will not be a reflection of a lack of dignity, as is the case when it comes to those who claim nowadays that we don't have Bechira, but on the contrary, it will be a reflection of an added level of stature, an added level of greatness, an added level of dignity. And perhaps the idea is as follows. When Chazal tell us that we won't have Bechira B'Yemos HaMashiach, it's not that we will lose the freedom, but rather the truth will be so clear and obvious that we will naturally do that which is right and not desire to do that which is wrong. In a world of Umala Haaretz Deyas Hashem Kemayim Liyam Mechasim, so there will no longer be any desire to do that which is wrong. It's not that Bechira will be taken away from us and will become like automatons or robots or the like. Rather, the truth will become so clear that naturally we'll want to do that which is right. To go back to the analogy of desiring things that are unhealthy, so when we fully realize how bad certain things are for us, so then we no longer desire it. Even nowadays, though we technically have freedom of will with respect to all things, but there are many choices that most people don't make. Nobody practically considers, not nobody, but normal, healthy people don't struggle with murder or stealing, at least bank robbery or the like, right? So, and as a person grows and matures and the like, hopefully they will progress, and the things that they struggled with when perhaps they were younger will no longer be a struggle for them. Y'mos HaMashiach is our growing up, is having experienced the process of history and specifically the process of the coming of the Mashiach, so the truth will be so clear that we will naturally do that which is right. And we will no longer desire to do that which is wrong. And accordingly, the loss of freedom is not taking away our godless and our dignity, but a reflection of a higher level of godless, a higher level of dignity. And that might be, and I guess we won't do it tonight because it's a little late, but you could look at the Ramban over here from Bereishis Perek Beis Pasuk Tes, and also the Nefesh HaChayim on page 2, Shar Aleph, Perek Vav. But what did we ask on the Ramban? We said, it's very problematic. How could we say that Adam had no Bechira, and at the same time claim that, and at the same time, he clearly chose to sin, to eat from the Eitz HaDaas Tov HaRa? And the answer is Al-Karchach, the Avera that he did was not a normal Avera. It wasn't like that somebody has a desire to be Bola, Bila, Sisser, or eat something us or the like, and they do it. It was actually stemming from a desire to achieve a certain type of godless, Vayisem Kelokim Yode Tovara, to be able to actually have the struggle and choose to do that which was right, to achieve a certain madrega, which in a sense was inaccessible to him before he sinned. And that's why the Ramban perhaps says that Mizman Abriya Haisa Rishus Biyata Adam Lasos Kirtzono Tzadik O Rasha. Even Mizman Abriya, and the Ramban says, why? Kadeshi Yielham Schus Bevchirasam Betov, the Onesh Bertosam Bara. There's a Maila to Bechira that Adam lacked originally, and his chait, perhaps, was in order to get that bechira. It was dafka vayisem kelokim yode tovara, in order to have the bechira between tovara, something which didn't quite exist in his original state. And if that's the case, so then we can understand why that's not something that we would do again. We asked before, if from the state where Tov was Teva, Adam HaRishon managed to be Chote, so maybe, once again, be Mos HaMashiach, when we are in a state of Tov B'Teva, we will once again be Chote, like Adam HaRishon. But the answer, perhaps, is no, because been there, done that. In other words, we've gone through that. We've gone through the experience of starting off in a place where choosing to do Tov is natural, trying to go into a different state where we have to struggle between Tov Vara, emerging from that state where once again Bechira B'Tov will be B'Teva, and once we're in that state, that final destination, so there'll no longer be any desire to go back to the way it was, because we've already been there. We've already gone through the tahalich of history. We've already experienced what it is to struggle between good and bad, and having emerged from that struggle and being zocha to HaKadosh Baruch Hu being mal es arlas levavenu, so then we'll never go back to the way it was. Okay, stop here.